Hello and welcome everybody to this week's SEC Modcast. I'm Harry from CCAS and I'll be giving you all the latest this week in SEC change. In this episode, we'll be talking you through some new draft proposals, the panel outcomes this week, the change board items for next week, and some information on SEC webinars. Okay, so we have two new draft proposals to inform you about this week, which are DP145, Align SEC Documentation with DCC Solution for SR8.3 Decommissioned Device. So what is currently written in the SEC conflicts with the DCC design for Service Request 8.3 for decommissioning devices in SEC sections A, Definitions and Interpretation, and H, DCC Services. As it stands, a communications hub unit can only be removed and returned by a responsible supplier party which forms part of a smart metering system. If a comms hub is no longer part of a smart metering system, then it no longer has a responsible supplier as per its definition in SEC section A, which leads to further contradictions in SEC section H. And DP146, SM1 coverage date. So the DCC are required to provide information to parties via the self-service interface regarding the smart metering wide area network availability for SMETS1 and SMETS2 devices. Some users' systems may use a hard-coded date of the 1st of January 2021 within their business process, which may cause issue for them now that the date is no longer relevant. Next up, we have the outcomes from the SEC panel meeting today for various updates and decisions. For information, we have SEC MP7, firmware updates to IHDs and PPMIDs, and SEC MP46, allowing DNOs to control electric vehicle chargers connected to smart meter infrastructure. So both of these modification proposals were noted. For decision, we had SEC MP15, gas proxy function timestamp for reading instantaneous gas values. So this was agreed by the panel to proceed to the working group. And we have the following draft proposals which have been converted to modification proposals, which are DP141, SRV visibility for devices on SSI, DP142, clarification to the MMC, and DP143, incorporating IRPs into the GBCS version 3 series. In the case of modification proposal 142, this was approved at the SEC panel meeting as a fast-track modification, and a 15-working-day referral window is now open. If no referrals are received, then it will be included as part of a November 2020 SEC release. And now we have the items that will be heading to change board next week for decisions and an impact assessment request. For decisions, we have SEC MP56, IHD and PPMID Zigbee attributes available on the HAN, and MP90, incorporation of non-GBCS non-mandated alerts into the SEC. And the following modification proposal is going for an impact assessment request, which is modification proposal 105, sending SR 11.2 to devices in a suspended state. And finally, we have some news on SEC webinars. Earlier this week, we held a webinar focused on an introduction to the SEC, a perfect crash course for any SEC parties and interested individuals to understand what it is that CCAS does, and a closer look at the security and SEC change elements. We will also be holding another webinar next week on operational metrics and how the performance of our services are measured and managed. This will take place on the 20th of October at 2 o'clock, so keep a space in your diary for that one. And that is this week's episode. As usual, we will be posting a new modcast to the SEC website every week, and if you have any requests for what you want us to cover, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. So thank you very much for tuning into the modcast. I've been Harry from CCAS, and I'll see you soon.